That's Poetry in Motion by Johnny Tillotson, because we are talking about poetry with my guests today, Anna Wickerson and Oliver Goldstein. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Lovely to have you with us. Oliver, you've come all the way from London for this.
I have.
Right, we better make this good then and worth your journey. Anna, you come from Girton, which is no less a journey sometimes. Now, you're here to talk about the talk that you're giving for Literature Cambridge on the 19th of October, An Introduction to Reading Poetry. Why? It's because some people are scared of poetry, aren't they? Mm. The very fact that you're doing this kind of talk, why do you think that is?
I think sometimes people find the words are hard to understand. It's hard to make sense of the sentences. You read it when you're a child and then you get out of the habit of reading poetry. And so, you know, you haven't done it for 10 years, 20 years. Picking it up again is a bit intimidating, I think.
And it can seem quite solemn, I suppose, reading poetry. There's a sense that you come and you dutifully sort of have to do justice to a poem, but often they're quite funny and enjoyable to be read aloud, and those sort of related things that are often suppressed, I think, in our experience of engaging with verse.
I think sometimes people think it's harder work, you know, they're going to have to put more into it. Is that true?
I mean, yes and no. So the text we're looking at on the study day is Penguin's Poems for Love. And when I first picked it up, I was expecting quite serious poetry of broken hearts and love affairs that have gone wrong. But there's a whole mixture in there. There's some that are really light and funny, and then there's some that are about love that ends in death. But it's both ends of the spectrum. There's the easy things, the fun things, and the hard things that are fun in their own way. Yeah.
And why read poetry? And if it is harder work and there is so much to choose from, what is your argument for reading poetry?
It's a difficult question to answer. Again, I feel like I'm having to do justice to poetry. It's enjoyable to speak it aloud. I think there's certainly a sense that there's something joyful about reading words that kind of come close to sounding like a song. I would say those particularly kind of embodied experiences when you read poetry that maybe aren't accessible through other forms of writing, basically.
I mean, and with with love poetry as well, you know, if it's going well, there's something enjoyable about finding poems which are also about other people's experiences going well. And when it's going badly, there's something quite comforting about sort of solidarity, that someone else, you know, at least managed to write a poem about this thing that ended in disaster. And more than that, it gives you new ways of thinking about it, which perhaps you hadn't had before. So that can help you move forward, or just make you approach it in a slightly different way or value it in a different way.
And maybe sometimes people aren't aware of the different kinds of poetry they are. That people maybe think about Shakespeare's sonnets, or maybe things from a long time ago, rather than modern poets and all the different forms of poetry that there are.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that probably has something to do with why poetry might in some way feel alien to us, that there's a sense in which older poetry is perhaps more immediately recognisable. Sonnets are recognisable as sonnets, and that modern poetry might seem in some way kind of more alien, despite being more modern, precisely because it doesn't often or always arrive in traditional verse forms. I know in my lecture I will end up talking about a modern poem that looks very, very different on the page, but that sounds kind of strangely joyful and like traditional verse when read aloud.
And what about your relationship with poetry? When did you first discover it? What kicked it off for you?
I remember, I think it was a very particular moment. I'd just started my undergraduate degree and I really not like poetry at all. And then I had to read some Shelley, and I just remember thinking, this is astonishing. Shelley is able to say something that I think is untrue, but he's able to say it with such conviction that I am completely moved to believe it. And poetry somehow made me believe something that I think is unbelievable. And that just really blew my mind, that it can have that power. And it's that exciting. And I remember I just went downstairs and said to my friend, I have discovered Shelley, and this has completely changed my view of poetry. So I hope people who are a bit scared of poetry, if they come to this, they'll have something of that experience themselves.
It's great to have that connection with something that was written so long ago.
Yeah, definitely. I had I had a very good English teacher when I was at school, so I was who was definitely very influential in my reading certain poems, and she gave us Gerard Manley Hopkins for our GCSE, and I was really baffled by it, but kind of remained sort of intrigued, as well as I was kind of baffled and repelled by certain things that were going on there. And so I remember also when I started my undergraduate, returning to poems that I had basically read as a 15-year-old and thought, what on earth is this? Found it also kind of massively exciting.
And do you write poems yourself? Are you?
I don't. I intend to learn, but I feel like it's something I need to grow in, but I haven't myself.
Yeah. Sometimes bad poems.
And for people listening to this who thinks, oh, you know, this sounds great, but I'm still a little bit intimidated. Is there a poem that you'd recommend, a kind of starter poem, if you like, to ease people into poetry?
I've got some poems here. So this is from the Penguins anthology of love poems. And this one, I think, is a good place to start because it's fun. And it just captures the sort of more informal, more silly side of love. So it's very short, I'll read it. It's by Adrian Mitchell, and it's called Celia, Celia. When I am sad and weary, when I think all hope is gone, when I walk along High Holborn, I think of you with nothing on. so I just, there's quite a few in the anthology like that. There's some more serious ones as well, but it's just a really joyful poem. And I like the thought of all these people who are currently in High Holborn walking along going to work, having all kinds of thoughts that they've not revealed to everyone else.
What about you, Oliver?
I had put down lots of Shakespeare sonnets, but I feel, they're fairly familiar. So this very neat and short little couplet seems to me quite enticing. And it's Tom Gunn's Jamesian. Their relationship consisted in discussing if it existed.
So that's another thing, that poetry can be funny, that it can be amusing. Lots of people think about poetry as being very serious, but good humorous poetry, it can hit a nerve, can't it?
Yeah, and I think this is the thing with love poetry, it can be about broken hearts, it can be about these states of hugely elevated feeling, but it can also be about, walking down High Holborn, or it can be about the little things that get involved in a love affair. So there's a brilliant poem in this by Wendy Cope about how she's saying, you know, when the love affair ended, she didn't really mind, but the lover took her corkscrew and that made it terrible because she couldn't drown her sorrows. So hopefully there'll be a kind of mixture of both things on the study day.
So the study day, yes, on the 19th of October, 2 till 5:30. What are you going to be talking about in those 2.5 hours?
I'm going to speak... I'm going to speak about several sonnets and try and think. The sonnets are kind of particularly useful way, I think, to start to approach poetry, both because sonnets are often largely 14 lines and kind of approachable for their smallness, but also because so many different poets from different periods have used them and used them to think about love, you can see in quite concrete ways how poets might write differently across the centuries and at quite a fine-grained level. So I'm going to speak about a few sonnets and try and think quite closely about how poets work with them, and then also think about some poets that come after the break with traditional verse forms and try and approach things that might look alien but I think are actually kind of deeply familiar. So an example would be in this collection, Frank O'Hara's Having a Coke with You, which kind of straddles this line between the alien and the immediately familiar with a can of Coke in its title.
And I'm talking about loving and losing, and I'm trying to sort of take a line through it which is borrowed from Amy Winehouse, because she talks about love as a losing game. So I'm thinking about the games we play, both when we're in love and when we're falling out of love. So, you know, those rules you set for yourself that, you know, you mustn't think about him, or you mustn't text them, or you must try and, you know, improve yourself or find a new man, or, you know, whatever. But also thinking about poetry as a game and the rules that might make us play with or play against. And then what happens when you play the games of love in a poem that has its own rules, and how we might kind of game love, how we might use poetry to change the ways we experience it, whether making it better, you know, helping heal a broken heart, or finding ways of thinking about revenge, or just simply changing our perspective on it.
It sounds great. Who is this aimed at? Is this aimed at anybody who's got an interest in poetry? You don't have to be experienced in poetry or knowledgeable.
No, not at all. We're going to do quite a lot of just giving people bits of advice or tips about how to start reading poetry. So if you feel completely lost with an anthology like this, we'll give you some hints about where to start.
And if people are interested in finding out more, they can go to the Literature Cambridge website, which is literaturecambridge.co.uk, and as I say, it's on the 19th of October in Stapleford Granary, which is lovely. I can't think of a nicer place to sit and talk about poetry. What about you? Do you have a favourite poem or poets?
I like Tennyson. Tennyson's Break, 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 which is, I suppose, ostensibly a sad poem, is a poem that I kind of often feel going around my head.
Why is that?
It's so the first line is break, break, break. So you have this kind of extremely short line that at the same time is so kind of rhythmically memorable and striking, and it just kind of keeps rolling around the head, I think, in the way that Tennyson's poems often can, I suppose.
What about you, Anna?
Well, I would probably pick Tennyson as well. You were just on my thunder. I'd choose Tennyson's Tithonus, though, which is a sort of a love poem. It's about a man who married the dawn, who's this beautiful, glowing woman like the rising sun, and he's asked for eternal life, but he forgot to ask for eternal youth. So he is in this endless, eternal marriage with her, but he's getting older and older and more withered, while she remains this beautiful sunrise. And it's about how awful he feels after a while, about being this old man in this beautiful place and sort of being left behind as she goes out to work each morning bringing up the sun, and he's there not really knowing what to do with himself. But it's an extremely poignant poem.
That sounds wonderful. And it was lovely to hear you read the poems then. A lot of poems do come to life when people read them. Maybe that's part of the problem when you're trying to read them in your head. That it's hard to make sense of them. Do you encourage people to read poetry aloud?
I mean, a very good start, if you don't understand it, is to read it out loud to yourself or to your dog or to your friend or whoever, just because most poetry is designed to be read aloud, and a lot of the way it makes sense is in the way the words come together when you speak it. It's a pleasure. It's designed to be enjoyable to read, usually. So,
absolutely.
Well, lovely to talk to you. Good luck with the session. It's an introduction to reading poetry on the 19th of October, 2 to 5.30 at Stapleford Granary. As I say, that is a lovely place to be anyway, but to sit and talk about poetry. What a nice environment. And literaturecambridge.co.uk. Thank you ever so much for coming in.
Thank you.